Puck battle for Zellweger. 4 seconds left. 3-2-1. And Vegas holds on against Anaheim, who played a great game, but lose the game 3-1.
And flamingos are raining down on the T-Mobile Arena ice. And the home crowd 11, their team's victory. That was a competitive game there, a back and forth tilt, and the better team prevailed in the end. The Vegas Golden Knights, they just wanted it a tad more. They finished when they had the opportunity to do so in the high danger scoring areas. Look at their back-to-back goals there by Hertl and Kolesar. Very similar in a sense that in tight, 5 feet out from Lukáš Dostal, both nothing he can do about it. Lights out passes, and then both prime time finishes. I tell you what, Steve, that was a heartbreaking loss, yep, but a lot to learn from heading into this short break.
All right. I want you to have some extra time here with Alexis Downey on your post-game show. Lots of people want to talk about this. Great effort. Falling short 3-1 to Vegas. And, again, we have the two home games coming up on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be on the air at 12:30 both days. Afternoon games, Philadelphia Saturday, Edmonton Sunday. And I know you'll do the same as me when you sign off with Alexis. But, hey, Merry Christmas to everyone. We'll see you, Duck fans. We love you very much. And hopefully we can have a good second half from the holidays. And just be safe and sound and just enjoy your family. And I'm going to take a break so you can get ready for your postgame.
Well, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. And, yeah, I look forward to a great short break. All yep. the best to you and yours during this holiday break we got coming up.
Ditto. 3-1, Vegas over the Ducks. Coming back to Las Vegas in a moment here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks falling on the road to close out a back-to-back 3-1, the final at the Fortress to the Vegas Golden Knights. The Golden Knights sweeping the season series with the Ducks, as that was their fourth and final meeting between the two teams this season. Alongside Emerson Edom, who is in Vegas, I am Alexis Downey here to bring you the postgame show on DuckStream. Emerson, it seemed like the Ducks started to play better hockey as the game went on a little bit, but not able to close it out in that third period, which was all the difference.
Yeah, if you're an Anaheim Ducks fan, a lot to be proud about, a lot to be happy about heading into this short holiday break. This is just a much more competitive Ducks team. I know Ducks fans have been hearing just when is this team going to turn the corner over the last couple of years. Well, the play here tonight shows it, and it was a back and forth tilt, both teams getting some quality chances, and that's what it came down to. The Vegas Golden Knights just bearing down on their in tight chances. I tell you what, it would have been nice if Leo Carlson would have buried that one earlier to tie it up when it took a fluke bounce off the near side stanchion. He takes a backhand that misses just wide. I think that was one of the difference makers, and it just continues to be just in crucial times against these elite-level teams, the Anaheim Ducks just failing to capitalize on those grade-A scoring chances when the other team elects to do so. So that just was really the difference. And as I mentioned, the Utah Hockey Club, look, you can come from behind in those games. The Winnipeg Jets, even though they're leading this league here, it's just this Vegas Golden Knights team. They're so well-coached, and it really proves that way deep in these games where they just get better and better as the final minutes tick off the clock.
And speaking of well coached, with this win tonight for Vegas, Bruce Cassidy now has the most wins by a head coach in Golden Knights history, 119. So a milestone win for him and his team, and certainly a lot from this game to unpack. So let's get into the highlights. The first period, the only goal in that period coming late, Tanner Pearson with the shorthanded goal.
Here comes Anaheim. McTavish into the zone, turned it over, and here's a break coming down the line. Kolesar in, oh, and he never got a shot away. Little backhand, and a stick save by Dostal.
Big time turnover for Mason McTavish, but how about he backchecks and they score.
Tanner Pearson shoots it in after Dostal stopped the initial shot on a break. Wasn't much he could do all by himself. Was Pearson fired it by the right side of Lukas, and the Vegas Golden Knights take a 1-0 lead, and this has been a crazy, crazy first period.
And Emerson, when you look at how that developed, I mean, John Gibson leaves the game, Lukas Dostal comes in cold. That's his second shot that he has to face, and it's quite a hard shot from Pearson, obviously, finding the back of the net there, that shorthanded goal.
Yeah, Steve and I talked about it right after Lukas Dostal let that one in, and just saying if he had more time under his belt to get suited for his first start there coming late in the first, look, it was a play in which I think he would have nine times out of ten if he was indeed starting the game warm, faced a couple more before that because it was from deep, quality opportunity. And look, I think it might have deflected off of the Anaheim Duck defender's stick, but nonetheless fooled a fresh Lukas Dostal, and a tough one to give up early.
A turnover there, too, didn't help. The Ducks not able to get out of their zone as they were on the power play. 1-0 after one period of play. We moved into the second. Emerson, you talked about that chance that Leo Carlson had. Well, here it is between you and Steve.
Down to 7.5 remaining here in the second period. Watching this game, you would think we'd have more than a 1-0 score. There's a shot. Oh, and the Anaheim Ducks shoot it wide of an open net. Oh, my goodness. Thought for sure they were going to score a goal on a break into the Vegas D zone.
That was Leo Carlson. That clear attempt takes a funny bounce off the near side glass stanchion, and it almost beats Aiden Hill, who sprawled out with the glove. That rebound popped up right down Main Street. Leo Carlson had to wrap his hips around there and unleash it on the backhand, missing far side high.
That moment happening with just a little over 7 minutes to go in the second period. I've been thinking about that. And Emerson, was it one of those scenarios where maybe Carlson could have taken an extra second to settle the puck, move it on the forehand of a stick and put it in that way potentially?
Yeah, he certainly could have. I just think he was confident in where he was positioned. And I don't even think he panicked all that much. He just he got a hold of it and there was some serious velocity behind it. It was a fluke timing that unfortunately just couldn't find the back of the net.
Tough for the Ducks not to get that one there. 1-0 still after two periods of play. We moved into the final period and the Ducks were finally able to get on the board. A really nice play from Radko Gudas, just taking it on the rush. Mason McTavish gets the goal and it's a 1-1 game.
Here's Radko Gudas on his horse coming to center ice. Feet ahead, Fabry in front. Gudas sets it up. They score! Gudas with a great setup. Mason McTavish puts the puck by. Goaltender Aiden Hill. 1:13 of the third period. The Ducks have tied up the game at 1-1.
Well, it's a great back and forth exchange between Radko Gudas and kicking it out on the near side. Robbie Fabry gives it right back. A little back-to-back 10-foot exchange before Radko Gudas does a phenomenal job driving the middle, kicks it out to the far side. Another 10-foot pass. Mason McTavish makes no mistakes. It's a tie ball game.
Just a great play by Gudas to get up on that rush, taking the puck himself. I mean, it was so positive to see the Ducks come out with that speed so early in the third.
Yeah, Radko Gudas doing what a guy like Jackson Lacombe or Olin Zellweger do so well, and that's just take that puck, use their speed, and move up the ice. But, yeah, well-executed entry. Nice kick out to Robbie Fabry, and nice little one-touch. Robbie Fabry kicks it back to Radko Gudas, and it's a lights-out play. I hope that Radko Gudas can do more of that, just get in the rush, move his feet more. Oftentimes he likes to get that puck and then launch it for those stretch passes, but if he can execute like he did on that backdoor feed to Mason McTavish and that overall play, I'd like to see that a whole lot more.
So it was a 1-1 game at that point after that nice goal from the Ducks, but it was Tomas Hertl who got the next one to give the Golden Knights their lead once again.
Puck loose in front of the net, and Anaheim will club it down the ice.
Well, it shows by the lack of goals against, but the Anaheim Ducks extremely tight in around the slot area, and it's boding well for the opportunities not let against for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Uh-oh! Tomas Hertl scores after the puck was held in at the point. And Hertl found himself all alone in front of Dostal. And he gets a big third period goal to give the Golden Knights a 2-1 lead.
One of those plays there, too, where Hertl was just able to sneak his way in behind Zellweger. I don't even think he saw him there behind him.
And, AD, as I mentioned right after, I spoke too soon. I just complimented the Anaheim Ducks for staying so tight around that slot area. And then right as I proceeded to say that, that Hertl gets in behind. And what a nice high-low feed there right on the tape. And it takes a special skill to be able to grab that puck in tight like that and have the patience, get it onto your backhand and slide it home. I mean, it just goes to show why his numbers are so phenomenal in and around that area.
The Golden Knights weren't done at that point. They got one more in the third period. Keegan Kolesar, the next goal scorer off a Troy Terry turnover in the neutral zone that started that play, 3-1 after this goal.
A chance for Vegas to get the puck in. William Karlsson couldn't on the first attempt. He'll chase down Hellison from behind. On a second attempt, Troy Terry turned the puck over at his own line. A centering feed. They score! William Karlsson involved in that. The former Duck centered it to Kolesar, having himself a big game for the Golden Knights. And that puts a damper on things. Vegas leads 3-1 with 4:10 to play.
And Emerson, I mean, you look at that third period, the Ducks outshot the Knights 18-11. It's really unfortunate they weren't able to get some more of those in the net and at least bring the score within close.
Yeah, and just I'm looking up at the Jumbotron here. As not too many fans remain in this building where the Anaheim Ducks just fall one shot on goal short of tying it up with the Vegas Golden Knights. Golden Knights with 33 and the Anaheim Ducks with 32. And nice stat there out of the third period shots on goal. Keegan Kolesar, he was the best Golden Knights player here in tonight's game. It just he's such a good complimentary player. Joining Hurdle and Karlsson, and it just once again me and Steve talked about that line in particular a little bit early on in this game, and it just it shows a lot. It shows how valuable a guy like Kolesar is, and I get more and more impressed each and every time that this Ducks team faces them. He's started out as a fourth line guy, and he's kind of had the same type of trajectory that our very own Brett Leeson has had, just earning his stripes, working his way up the lineup. I tell you what, it says a lot to be able to keep up with and complement a guy like Wild Bill and Tomas Hertl. So what a game. He ends up being the second star of tonight. He could have very well earned the first star. Aiden Hill was the first star. Tomas Hertl was the first star. But all three of them, whether it's Hill, Kolesar, or Tomas Hertl, I mean, they all three played lights out and all were just huge difference makers for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Kolesar really has been noticeable each time he has played against the Ducks, especially here tonight in this one. Someone that I wanted to make sure I asked about, Drew Hellison coming back into the lineup. Seemed like a seamless transition, even though he's been out for a few weeks.
Yeah, no, it's look, he's a guy that he's a student of the game. He prepares as if he's just a true pro. And as long as he continues to go about his business the right way, things are going to be on the up and up.
And Emerson, as far as this holiday break now, if you're the Anaheim Ducks and you're looking at where your team has been at over the last week or two, what are you saying in the locker room? Are you happy with the direction that they're trending as you have a few days off and then you kick things back off with the back-to-back?
Yeah, no, it's not going to be an easy road here coming up for the Anaheim Ducks. Look, it was a tough test last game versus the Utah Hockey Club, even tougher here tonight. Look, Flyers are a hungry team. We all know what the Edmonton Oilers can do. And just the at the top of the list when it comes to maybe the next three, four games, and you have that fourth game at Winnipeg here. But the New Jersey Devils, I mean, they just shellacked the New York Rangers. What a game for them. And they just keep getting better and better. Well-coached team. Sheldon Keefe has been doing a great job there. They had some hiccups there about six games ago, but they've caught on hot here, and it's going to be a tough test this upcoming four games for the Ducks.
This month of December has not been too easy on the schedule for the Anaheim Ducks. Thank you, Emerson. Safe travels back from Vegas, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We look forward to catching you back with us on Saturday.
Likewise, AD. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Happy holidays. And I really look forward to turning the page here and getting right back at it after this break.
Enjoy the break. We will talk to you before you know it. And stick around for those listening. We have a lot more planned for you on this post-game show. Don't go anywhere.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
Thanks for joining us back with the post-game show. We're wrapping up this Ducks game tonight, a back-to-back on the road in Vegas, unfortunately, as Emerson and I discussed, falling 3-1 to the Golden Knights. Just a tough series with them this season, but definitely some points where the Ducks have looked much improved. And I think if you really look at their play more recently, they have been a much more improved team, have started to build that identity that a lot of the players in the locker room have talked about in various media availabilities, also with ourselves here at Duckstream and even on the TV broadcast. So I think overall, the direction that the Ducks are heading is very positive despite the outcome against a very tough Vegas team. We knew going into this one, it was going to be a challenge for the Ducks. They kept it close until the third period, and they had plenty of chances. I know Emerson mentioned how that Leo Carlson chance in the second period, how that was such a crucial point. We talk about those grade A chances that the Ducks need to bury down on, and that was one of those. Another one of those we didn't talk about, but I wanted to mention, was that 2-on-1, Alex Killorn, Brett Leeson, third period. It's a fast play, and you know the puck kind of just rolled up off Leeson's stick with that shot. It was close. Unfortunately, I think he would have got the leverage to get that over Aiden Hill, but one of those type plays where it was just a very fast play, and unfortunately, the puck just not going the way you want it to. So two big chances for the Ducks to get goals in this one. They're not able to we talk about those chances. They just got to find a way to bury down on those and get those in the back of the net ultimately, especially when you're putting up 18 shots on goal in the third period. Final shot total, we talked about it. Vegas 33, the Ducks 32. So good to see them getting a higher shot total. You know, these last two games, these last couple games, really, they've been on the up and up on that end. They outshot their previous three opponents heading into this game tonight. So this is the first time in the last three games that we've seen the Ducks on the lower end of that. And, you know, surprisingly for Vegas, I thought that they'd come out a little bit with more jump in their game. You know, they just, what we've seen from them, they have so much offensive talent. They're really good at protecting their net and in front of the net, which we saw in this game. The Ducks kind of had to work around that a bit, but overall they kind of picked it up a bit more, it felt like, by the second, third period. And that's just the way the game went. The Ducks found their better chances, I think, as the game kind of went on, and obviously more in the third period. But tough for the Ducks to lose this one. They end the dad's trip on this note as well, but glad they were able to still get the win yesterday in Utah. A couple other things from this game here tonight. John Gibson leaves the game. Upper body injury, did not return after the first period. He took that stick up in his goalie mask, which that's got to be scary, seeing a stick come through your mask like that. Glad he seemed to be okay for the most part. Looks like it was a little bit of swelling on his eye, but hopefully he's all good and can get a couple days rest and the swelling goes down and he'll be good to go. But props to Lukasz Dostal for stepping in. I mean, he had to play all the way to the shootout win yesterday, right in the high of that against Utah. Then you come into today cold, have to get in the first period, face some tough, you know, really a very talented team. And he did well through this game, despite giving up that early goal right when he got in. Like Emerson and I talked about, it just happens. I mean, when he's coming off the bench, not getting any reps or any stretching or anything like that, it's tough to jump into gameplay that quickly. Also, we hope that Brock McGinn is doing all right. He also left this game, lower body injury. He left very quickly, only had one shift on the ice, a total of a minute 15 on that shift. And it was a play in which, just a normal play, he went in to just go finish his check on Tomáš Hertl on the boards, and it looked like his left leg kind of buckled under him. So really hoping that he's all right. Brock McGinn, someone that has faced some injuries in his career. We know going back to last season, that surgery he had in the offseason, the rehab he had to do. Then, of course, he missed seven games this season already. So hoping the best for him. His dad on this trip too. So I'm sure as a father, you never want to see your son go down in this one. So all the best to both of those guys. And on that note, glad Leo Carlson was able to be in the lineup tonight, especially after leaving the game in Utah last night. He looked like nothing was amiss for him. So overall in this game, good to have him back. But yeah, the way the Ducks kind of handled this one, I thought they played pretty well defensively, but one of the biggest things that stood out for me is just the power play. The power play needs to get going. I talked about it on last night's postgame show. Tonight, the Ducks had four chances on the power play, no goals on that end. They were only able to generate, oh, this is a little better than last night, seven power play shots on goal. So I think some of those coming in the third period, mainly with the chances they got there. But overall, the power play, you got to get a little bit of urgency in it. It's looking flat-footed at times, a little bit slower. And it's not a consistent urgency that we're seeing on that. So the power play is just something that I think, if you look at the last few games, the amount of chances that the Ducks have had on the power play, they've had a lot. And they need to start bearing down, because the amount that they've had, especially in a game like this where they could pull it close, you have to at least get one of those power play goals and bring it in. So looking to get a little bit more generated on the power play, moving the puck a bit more, and just overall, just a quicker effort there, because it seems like it's a bit flat-footed at times and something that the Ducks need to work on. So let's get over to the text line now. Rhett from Buena Park: the Ducks had so many opportunities 5-on-5 and had great energy, but just didn't have finish. Leo Carlson in particular had so many chances in the middle of the ice. The power play was shooting more, but still didn't generate enough high danger chances. It's great to see McTavish have a significant impact on games, especially with Trevor Zegras out. Drew Helison, meanwhile, looks like an everyday NHL defenseman and hopefully gets in the lineup moving forward. Yeah, so I feel like I kind of went through a little bit of this already, but Leo Carlson, yeah, looking like he didn't skip a beat after missing the rest of the game yesterday. Good to have him in the lineup here tonight. Let's check out some of his final stats from this game. 3 shots on goal, struggled a little bit in faceoffs, but not something he took too many of tonight. Only 4 faceoffs taken, 1-3 on that end, but 3 main shots for him. 16 shifts on the ice, so a little bit less on that end. Maybe still working with him as, you know, coming back from whatever it might have been yesterday, just getting a little less ice time than he might normally have. Power play, talked about that quite a bit. Need to shoot it a little bit more. I know they were shooting more, those 7 shots on 4 chances, but definitely looking for more of those higher chances for sure. I mean, it's one thing to throw pucks on net when you can, but against a Vegas team, it's harder to find those high danger scoring chances. They, like I said, protect the middle of the ice so well. Their penalty kill is strong, and the Ducks kind of struggled on that end to find some of those bigger chances on the power play. So looking for more of that. And they have a couple days to reflect on that as well. So let's take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this postgame show. Don't go far.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Next from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder
the music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
a drive score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust.
I think Marcus overreacting to
music
this.
Music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover interested in what's going on around the world.
I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, number one. And I didn't
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
We're back wrapping up the post-game show. 3-1, the final in Vegas. Golden Knights getting the sweep over the Ducks on the season series. Some of the stats from this game. Golden Knights 33 shots on goal. The Ducks 32, as I mentioned previously. Faceoffs 50-50 on both sides, and the Ducks were winning in the faceoff circle to start after the first period, 57.1%. So good on the Ducks to get out early on that end. Power play, I talked about that. 0-4. A lot of improvements needed there. We went through all that already. Vegas not able to capitalize on the power play, though. The penalty kill for the Ducks on the flip side looked pretty strong in this game, especially against some of the high-powered offensive players that the Golden Knights have. They were able to handle them pretty well, only allowed 5 shots on goal on the power play, or on the penalty kill, rather. Vegas was able to get 5 power play shots on goal. So good on the Ducks PK to not allow too much there. 18 hits by the Ducks, a little bit on the lower end. It was a pretty clean game overall. The main scrap that we saw, scrum during the game, was in the second period there when Olin Zellweger was kind of getting into it with Holtz. So that kind of settled things down. I feel like overall, just a pretty clean game on both sides. Vegas only 13 hits, Ducks 10 blocked shots, Vegas 16. So certainly some chances in there that they were able to hold the Ducks away from. Ducks 6 giveaways, Vegas 9, and Ducks 3 takeaways, Vegas 4. So those are your stats from this game here tonight in Vegas. As we look ahead for the Anaheim Ducks, we talked about it a little bit already. What's ahead for the Ducks the next couple days? They have off for the holiday break, a nice couple days off, and with the dads in town, good timing to have the holiday break to relax and reset, and then the Ducks are back at it on Saturday to host the Philadelphia Flyers, kicking off another back-to-back. So 2 back-to-backs basically this week. We start with Utah and Vegas, and then the next back-to-back is Philly and Edmonton on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. It's a very rare situation the way the times for those games have lined up. 1 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. You don't really see that too often, but it'll be nice around the holidays to have those early games. And then the Ducks close out their last game of 2024 on New Year's Eve when they're hosting the New Jersey Devils. That's a 5 o'clock start. So plenty of hockey ahead in the next week or so as the Ducks close out 2024. And I mentioned it a little bit earlier, just where they sit in the month of December. I had a conversation with Ryan Strome not too long ago in the beginning of December. So I guess that would have been a few weeks ago at this point, but talking about how important this month was for the team to get some momentum, really create that identity of the team that they want to be and close out this month strong. So when you look ahead to this weekend, Philly, Edmonton, and then, of course, a very good New Jersey team, it's not going to be too easy, but you do look at these teams that are coming in. Ducks got to close it out strong, and as important as it is for the wins and the points, it's also important for that team identity and the guys to rally in the room like they did, as an example, yesterday against Utah. So Ducks now sitting 13-16-4 on the season after 33 games played. They are 7-6-3 on the road to this point as well, just to give you a little bit of an idea of where they're at as we get to the end of December. So next time you can hear us, 12:30 on Saturday. We'll join you after the holiday break as the Flyers are in town. The first meeting with the Flyers on the season. Can't wait. Going to be a good one. All the orange in Honda Center, but make sure you're wearing the right orange for the Ducks. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, you can after the break. Otherwise, from all of us here at Duckstream, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. We hope you have a safe, a relaxing holiday filled with all of your favorite treats. And we will see you again on Saturday, 12:30 pregame show as we get ready for the Philadelphia Flyers. Thank you for tuning in to the postgame show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen. TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel's soldiers have fought back with
live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 Kiss FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club Power on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. Can you keep saying you
got something for me? Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
No. Oh my, wait, oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.